This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
U.S. GDP growth slowed down, but you know what? It's still pretty good. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. During the first quarter of 2018, the U.S. economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.3%. That is a slowdown from 2.9% during the previous quarter, but it's still better than many people expected. Christopher Lowe is chief economist of FTN Financial in New York and joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.3% this past quarter. That is a lot better than people thought, huh?
Yeah, we were expecting GDP growth would barely crack 2%. And that's despite the fact that consumption was actually a little weaker than expected. The offsets were on the trade side. Imports rose less than anticipated. And also a little bit stronger business investment than expected.
Even though GDP growth was better than expected, it was still a slowdown from the last quarter, which was 2.9%. Why was that?
There was a burst of spending on autos and home repair in the fourth quarter after those hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico, Florida, and Houston, Texas. So in other words, GDP growth would have been the same as it was in Q4 if it wasn't for those storm effects.
Another number you've been looking at is something called the Employment Cost Index. It's a measure of wages and benefits in the economy, and it jumped quite a bit. Tell us what's going on there.
The ECI was up 0.8%, wages up 0.9, which is the most since the first quarter of 2007. The likely cause is minimum wage increases that actually were passed several years ago in California, in Oregon, and in New York State. They tend to step up in January. They don't seem to be translating through to price inflation. So it may not be cause for alarm the way the market seems to think this morning. In fact, if the Fed sees an acceleration in productivity, they'll embrace wage increases. We know that because Chairman Powell said as much in his semi-annual policy testimony just a month ago.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
A quarter of a million homes were severely damaged in Puerto Rico by Hurricane Maria last year. There's money to help, $18 billion from HUD, that's the Department of Housing and Urban Development. But there are concerns about Puerto Rico's long-term housing strategy. Marketplace Weekend's Lizzie O'Leary has just returned from the island, where she's been looking into the issue. Hello, Lizzie.
Hi, Sabri.
So you were in Puerto Rico for almost a week. What do people's homes look like right now?
You know, it's a real mix. You see places where rebuilding is taking place, you know, in San Juan, in the urban areas. But there are still a lot of places where you see the blue tarps for roofs when you go outside the metro area or when you go into, you know, areas that are not as wealthy. One of the big issues is something that's called informal housing. Some people call it illegal, but that means maybe you own the land, but you didn't build with permits, or your grandfather owned the house, but you don't have the deed. And so FEMA can't actually assist those people if they don't have the paperwork. And, you know, we're talking somewhere between a quarter and a half of the housing on the island. So it's a really big issue. That means that some of those people may be moved. And I sat down with the governor, Ricardo Rosello, and asked him about that, saying, basically, are you going to kick people out of their houses, even if they've lived there for a long time?
It's time to go. You know, it's not safe. It's not if, but when another catastrophic event like this is going to happen. Why not take this opportunity to make this transition. I mean, I would understand in the past when resources were not there to make this change, but right now it would be a shame if we don't do it.
Well, he mentions resources there, and apparently there are $18 billion from HUD to help in this long-term housing effort. How far is that going to go?
Well, it could go quite a long ways. And, you know, you heard him talking about trying to sort of rebuild stronger. One of the areas we went to, you know, they're coming up with plans about how to build mixed-use housing, mixed-income housing, the kinds of things that could transition people into safer, more long-term housing. But, you know, it's a pretty uphill battle, even though the money will be there.
And this is money. This HUD money is available to people, even if they don't have the right paperwork, whereas FEMA money is not.
Exactly.
So making a plan to build is one thing. What about labor and materials?
Well, so this is one of the crazy things that happens often in a post-disaster economy, right? You get a boom. So labor is a challenge. There are a lot of people who have left the island. Also, there's just sort of the issue of stuff. We talked to the former head of the Puerto Rico Builders Association. He said, you know, windows, the cost has gone up. When you think about materials, they got to come from off the island. So those costs have really gone up since the storm. It's a very expensive proposition.
Lizzie O'Leary, thanks so much for going on that trip, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear more reporting from Lizzie's trip to Puerto Rico later today on Marketplace. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jake Gorski. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.